Hello, and welcome back to Holla Chat Kingdom Special. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Bobby, and today we are watching episodes 6, 7, and the first half of 8.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, I think it's more than the first half of 8.
It is.
It's the first hour of 8.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know. Those episodes are like 2 hours long, some of them.
Not all of them. Only some of them are 2 hours long.
All of them really just feel at least 2 hours long.
Do. So the episodes that we get to watch today, or that we get to talk about today, are the first half of the No Limit Round 3 Challenge.
Mm-hmm.
So in episode 6,
mm-hmm.
we head on out to, well, I guess I should back up. I should back up a little bit because we need to talk about the formation of the teams.
Yeah, we do. And when I was like remembering back to Kingdom, I did not remember that this like team challenge was part of No Limits. Like I thought they were two separate and distinct, like mm-hmm. round 3 and then No Limits was round 4.
It does not make sense.
It doesn't make sense the way they did
it. No Limits. But
no.
Not a lot of what Kingdom did makes sense.
So yeah, like I didn't realize this was part of the same challenge until I like mm-hmm. watched it again this time. But
yeah.
It is.
It is. So, ATs, as we know, won round 2. I sent you, like, all the scores, right?
You did.
I did.
Didn't hashtag them so that they're easy to find. Didn't tell me. So, I mean, I can scroll through
well,
all of our text messages.
Well, it hasn't been that long ago.
No, it hasn't. And all of my notes about the episodes are not notes. They're just complaints. And I did send them all in the same spot, so.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I've found them so that we mm-hmm. can reference these. But the scores don't come in. They show them. They, like, pop them up on the screen at the end of episode 6. So that's where we will talk about them. But at the start of episode 6, ATs has won the mm-hmm. judge and group votes for round 2.
Yes.
So they get to basically decide what the teams mm-hmm. are going to be. They get to pick who they want on their team.
I feel like we talked about this a little bit in the last episode because we were talking about how the iconics were...
We were giving spoilers.
We're good
at that. Does happen at the beginning of this episode. But ATs are allowed to choose who they want on their team, mm-hmm. and they do like a little group vote, and they pick B2B,
mm-hmm.
which I firmly believe they picked specifically for Jungo. This was Jungo's one request going
into Kingdom.
You want
me to
Kingdom.
Be on this goddamn show?
You're going to get me on team with Unkwang. That's what you're going to do. So I think they pick B2B for Jungo, which it makes sense because they are being very strategic here.
Well, Jungho is, like, they talk about it in their first episode that they consider mm-hmm. Jungho their secret weapon for live performance.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And
if you want him, you want him to be able to shine, you need to put him with a good vocal team.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want a good vocal team, your only option right now is B2B.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, yeah. Well, so we'll get to it when we start talking about the performances, but we've said it on several of these episodes coming up, like in the past, that all of the groups are not singing during this competition.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm. it's very hit or miss.
It's very hard to tell what groups are strategically strong singing mm-hmm. groups. Mm-hmm. Unless you have other experience with them. And, like, we know that B2B is, like, ATs knows yeah. that B2B is strong vocally. So
right.
it makes perfect sense that they want a strong vocal team because they think Jungho can win this vocal challenge as long as we give him a good team. So
mm-hmm.
let's get him mm-hmm. in there.
Yeah. And then they pick Stray Kids,
mm-hmm.
which strategically I think is a good move.
Yeah.
Artistically, I would really have preferred them to be with either Icon or SF9, I think mm-hmm. would have been my top picks, or for the dance challenge, the boys.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I would really have loved to see them mix it up. I'm not mad about the Mayfly pairing. You know, I'm not a Stray Kids fan, but I do feel like these are the most charming episodes. The Mayfly interactions are so lovely.
I will say that what I was noticing when we were watching all of it is mm-hmm. that B2B, like, every member of B2B has a way of making people feel comfortable. And mm-hmm. you don't have that on the other team. There's not a member
yeah.
who's like, massaging the social interaction. Mm-hmm. So, like, all mm-hmm. of the, I mean, I'm not a stan of the other group, so, like, that also hurts them. But, like, when you're watching the It's One, is that their team name? Yeah. Mm-hmm. When you're watching the It's One, it's all very awkward and mm-hmm. no one looks like they're, I mean, they look happy to be around each other, but it just doesn't seem fun. And as a viewer, it's not that fun to watch. It's kind of boring and awkward. Mm-hmm. And I think that the Mayfly pairings all work mostly. I mean, the dance one, they have Ooyoung to help a little because I don't think Peniel's mm-hmm. as good as the other two. Yeah. But like Minhyuk and Eunkwang, like they're so good at making everyone feel comfortable. Like they're so mm-hmm. warm. They're so kind. They're so inclusive that you just like those units just feel like, okay, mm-hmm. they're friends. That's great. Yeah. And it just feels so much better.
My prevailing thought through most of these episodes was that I would love to be friends with Eunkwang.
Yeah.
So he just seems so fun and so like chill mm-hmm. and just so charming. I really loved him in these episodes. But we are of course getting ahead of ourselves.
Yes. Sorry.
ATEEZ picks B2B and Stray Kids, which leaves Icon, the boys, and SF9 together. Mm-hmm. And one, they do make kind of a point in the editing, because Mnet is Mnet, to show, like, one of the other groups, I think maybe it was somebody from the boys or SF9, mm-hmm. are like, oh, I bet they're going to pick, when ATEEZ hasn't picked yet, they're like, oh, are they going to pick Icon again?
Yeah.
And I know that, and I know we talked about this last time, but I know that some Iconics had some beef with ATEEZ because of this, because they had expected ATEEZ to pick Icon, because it's like they did seem to have formed a little bit of a friendship mm-hmm. when they were trading their songs. And I do think it would have been really nice to see them, you know, interact a little bit more.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I do think it was nice that they didn't take both of the senior groups.
Yeah.
And if they weren't going to take both senior groups, then B2B was for sure the better pick, I think, than Icon was for this particular challenge, because I don't think that Icon is bringing anything to the table that ATEEZ really needed for this.
I don't think anyone brings anything to the table except for B2B.
Yeah.
Because ATEEZ has their, like, they've got performance down. That's not a problem. Mm-hmm. They did need a strong rapper because Mingi was out. They only have Hongjoong at this time.
And I do think that's one major reason why they did go with Stray Kids, because Stray Kids is like known for their rap line.
Right.
Plus, with Hongjoong teaming up with 3 Racha, that means that he doesn't have to worry about production.
Right.
So.
Yes. And he did not need to worry about production. Like, that would have been just awful. But when we get to the Wolf stage, I have so many thoughts about the production team being Edenary.
Yes. Yeah. We'll talk about that when we get there. But before we get there, we got to talk about Sports Day. And we're not going to talk about Sports Day for very long, because honestly, there isn't that much to say.
Oh my God. Sports Day was 10,000 years long.
It was so long.
I was like, I'll never stop watching Sports Day. I can't believe this is happening.
I think the jumping part where they're jumping over those blocks was at least 45 minutes.
Yeah.
And I had two notes on this. One, they spent so much time on it that if you're coming to Kingdom and you're only a fan of one group, most of the time, and especially terrible if you're an ATEEZ stan, because ATEEZ got very little screen time throughout that whole section. I think because they were doing too well. Like, they were doing just fine. They weren't being hilarious. I mean, they got like little moments here and there, but there were like, for a lot of them, you would just see like a couple members go.
The boys twerking. Like, I got it. Mm-hmm. He twerks. That's great. Can we not pan to him twerking every 5 seconds? Like, I'm just so tired of it. I don't even remember what member it was. I was just tired of watching him twerk. Eric, good job on twerking. Yeah. Getting your screen time. That's great. Mm-hmm. Great for you. Mm-hmm. But yeah, like, ATEEZ all jumps over the first round of blocks, and I was like, I didn't see them even jump over it. Like, there's no...
I know, they only showed, like, half of them, and then on the score, then I could see that San and Songhwa were the only ones who didn't pass the first round.
You cannot convince me that San could not jump over that. San was not feeling up to it. He did not want to.
Yeah.
Well, he had been injured, so baffled. So it's remember, he got injured in Rhythm Taw, so it's possible he was just like, I'm not... I pass. I'm not going to do it.
Well, word on the street, Mm-hmm. This should be mentioned. And this often comes up in the list of all MNET's wrongs against ATs during mm-hmm. Kingdom.
Yep.
But word on the street, and I do feel like we got this from one of the members or from one of the staff or something.
But we can't find an official source, so.
I can't find it. I did look it up, and it sent me down a really terrible Reddit rabbit hole. But I did try to look it up, couldn't find it. But the word on the street mm-hmm. is that it was not clearly communicated to ATs' team that it was like a field day, that right. they were going to be running around. So ATs show up in just like normal streetwear, like
tight,
you know,
little jeans.
You know, Wu Young's got like his, you know, athletic pants and like mm-hmm. a hoodie. So he's
good
to go.
But at this time, that was like what? Wu Young was like normally wearing. That was his streetwear.
He was just wearing normal clothes. We got San and Sanghwa are in like jeans.
And like huge
San's
sweaters.
San's got this nice, you like, yeah, like nice little cardi, which really comes in clutch later on. But
Hongjin's wearing like a varsity jacket.
Yeah. But each group was clearly given like a color code they yeah. were supposed to do. So ATs are all wearing green. SF9 is the same. SF9 shows up. Everybody's wearing a white hoodie and a pair of jeans.
Yeah.
And so people, I've heard it said for both groups that it was not clearly communicated to them that this was like a sports day. They yeah. thought they were just going to like a picnic or to play like simple games, like the types right. of games that you play on like a variety show. Right.
Yeah.
They didn't know we were going full
athleisure? athletics?
I was going to say athleticism. Athletics. That's what that's the word I was wanting. can't find an official source. I do feel very strongly that if they had known they were going to be like yeah. running and jumping, they would have worn more appropriate clothing.
ATs is clearly dressed in something that makes no sense. Like it.
Yeah.
Like if from the very beginning, you're like, well, why are they wearing that when everyone else is in like literal sportswear? Mm-hmm. Except for SF9. And so
who look like they are ready for the final performance of Constellation on Imitation.
They really do.
Maybe their hoodies glow in the dark. I don't know. We'll never know.
So it's really, they are notably dressed bizarrely and differently yeah. right from the yeah. start. And mm-hmm. it is... So it makes sense that they weren't told, but yeah, I have heard that. It's longtime ATini lore. I don't know the official source.
Yeah.
So
I don't know why we know that, but that's the only thing that makes sense because yeah. I can't imagine that they were told, well, you're going to be like doing a relay race, and they're like, okay, yeah, skinny jeans it is. And it's like...
Yeah, I'm surprised any of them got over that. So the jumping game, they're like jumping over like blocks. I don't know. It's a.
I don't know what it's called, but they do it.
They do it.
They build it up. It's like.
But like you have to like.
That's all you need to know.
You know, you run and you like jump mm-hmm. over something and your legs have to like spread apart to like
yeah.
go over the block.
Imagine that you're jumping over a horse, but yeah. long ways.
Yeah. And so they have to like spread their legs and they're all in skinny jeans. I'm surprised any of them got over it. The one who mm-hmm. does the best mm-hmm. is Wu Young, who is, you know, Wu dressed Young. Appropriately.
Also, and I would like, shout out to Jung Oh, mm-hmm. who did a great job, got much further than I expected him to. He gets no screen time, but I just can see on the scores that, oh, he's making it over.
You were like, oh, Jung Ho did so well, he jumped so far. And I was like, I haven't seen Jung Ho a single time in this. What are you talking about?
I think they show him one time.
I'm waiting for Jung Ho to get on this screen. Why is he not here? Like halfway through this episode, I did text Bobby and I was like, I'm sorry, this is the most boring thing I've ever watched. I cannot believe I'm still watching it.
It is incredibly boring. I did get kind of, once they got to like the final like four, which Wu Young makes it to the final four.
He's yeah.
the fourth one.
Mm-hmm.
He basically everybody gets eliminated at the very end except for Minhyuk.
Yeah.
Who the is hottest man in whatever K-pop. This he is the hottest man in K-pop, but also like a sports day legend, apparently.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I guess continues
this
to
event
be
specifically.
Yeah. But I was like, was he going to make it over this really? Because it was very tall at this point.
It was very tall.
And we had to keep going and going and going. It's almost like the producers really thought a lot more people were going to fail early on.
Yeah.
They had no idea the talent that they were dealing with.
My quote to you is that I miserably watched boys jump over blocks. Like, it was so boring. It lasted so long. I cannot I cannot express how long this lasted. It wasn't a fun game. It wasn't entertaining. And especially in the early rounds when no one was failing. Like, they did this editing for ATs, and I'm not sure that why they didn't do it for everyone. For ATs, they showed side-by-side screens, so they would put up, like, three panels and just show all the boys jumping over the block at the same time. And that's why the ATs section was just, like, you blink and you missed it. I was like, ATs
they,
went, and
they
I didn't
did do
know.
That. Yeah, they did do that for other groups as well.
But they didn't
do it for everybody.
For every group. Some of those groups, I watched every single boy jump over that thing as if I cared, and I didn't. So my other thing that I said to you was I've never had less fun in my life. So that's how I felt when I was watching it. I want to be clear that I was not having a good time.
It is the entire first half of this sports day, because right after this, they do go eat lunch, and they're having chicken and having a good time, but we don't really get to see it.
Yep.
Then they go into the third game, which is the, what is that called? Where they're like two tails of people.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I'm just like scrolling through my messages to you. I was really going through it.
You were.
What an absolute waste of ATs' time. Oh my God. I have 50 minutes left. Just really.
So they play this game where you have two lines of
catch
people
the tail.
And you got like a catch the tail. And so they're playing catch the tail, and there's nothing to say about it. There's a part where Bongchan's at the end of a line and he is grabbing onto San's cardigan.
I think
with,
you
for
skipped
dear
the
life.
Best part of this show.
Where?
Where they vote Minhyuk as the
I thought
handsomest
that was,
man.
I thought that was after.
It's
was
right
before.
After lunch, but it's before okay. Catch the tail.
Okay, well, then let's back up and let's talk about. So they do this voting.
This is the best part.
So they have everybody come in. When they first get there, they have to take a little selfie, and nobody knows what it's for. And then they have to vote. Well, they post the selfies at like lunchtime, and then they have to vote on who is the hottest or who's the most handsome, the visual king.
Yeah, the visual king.
Kingdom F4, the KF4. So they are all voting. And I put a note here that Jong-o votes for Hui Young as visual king because Jong-o is loyal and wonderful.
And that's what I put too. I was like, oh, Jong-ho voted for his friend. There's another part in a stage, and I'm going to mention it now because I feel like I'll forget, but Hui Young's rap stage, when he raps, Jung-ho's like, see, I told you he was good. Like,
yeah.
He said, so like, he's like, that's his friend from Imitation. And he just is so loyal and good and pure hearted. A perfect boy.
He's perfect. So they vote and we have to go through like a whole thing, but we'll just talk about our top five. It ends up being five because there's a tie for fourth place, which hilariously was I don't think I wrote down any notes about who was who. So
it was Ung Kwang.
And somebody from the boys, but I forget who.
Sunwoo.
It was Sunwoo?
It was Sunwoo because he voted for himself.
Ah.
And then he felt embarrassed because he didn't think I don't think he thought he would win and also vote for himself. I think he thought he would just only be voting for himself.
Right. It was very funny, though, that Ung Kwang was voted because Ung Kwang had been making jokes about being the visual of B2B. And earlier in the episode, Changbin, the host, is like, or Changmin, not Changbin, Changmin is like, you know, he's talking about they're gonna do three separate competitions for each like specialty, and so he's like, B2B's Ung Kwang, what is your job in the group? And Ung Kwang is like, I'm the visual, and Changmin does not know what to do with this. He's like, I'm gonna ask you again and for real this time, what is your role in the group?
I have very clear notes on my note card about what I'm supposed to say, and I can't ad lib this with you right now.
No, I can't do this. So he gets fourth, and with Sunwoo, third place is
another person from the boys.
Was it from the boys?
I'm pretty sure.
It wasn't. It was one that I didn't recognize. So it wasn't like Ju-yeon, which...
It was definitely a boy because I know who the second place was and then first place. So it was definitely a boy.
Second place is Felix.
Uh-huh.
Of Stray Kids.
Mm-hmm.
Which notably both Hong Joon and Sang-hwa voted for him.
And Sang-hwa was so excited about his choice being up there. He's like, oh, yay. Sang-hwa is such a pure heart.
He really is. And then number one was Min-hyuk,
who I believe is the hottest man in K-pop. Mm-hmm. And so does Yoon-ho. I just want to.
So be... does Yoon-ho.
So Yoon-ho also voted for Min-hyuk. And he like gets up there and he was like, you know, they kind of interview some people about their picks. Mm-hmm. And Yoon-ho was like, he's always been handsome. But then I saw him in person and I was just like, wow. And I was like, yeah, me too.
I mean, honestly, that's how some people feel about Yoon-ho. So he's really uh-huh. reaping the rewards of his good karma, I think. Uh-huh. So then they do that. And
Min-hyuk is so just adorable. He's so warm. Mm-hmm. I just think he is so great.
Yeah, it was very charming. His, like, you know, the when he was, like, staring everybody down. Uh-huh. And then they do their little picture. It was very cute and charming and stupid. And it was fun. So then we get into Catch the Tail. And Mayfly, like, sweeps every single competition in this. And I do need to point out that the MVP is Wooyoung.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the thing is that he gets like, and I want to talk about the relay race, because the relay race comes next, right? Mm-hmm. Relay race is next. We have Hong Joon, then Sang-hwa, then Jong-ho, and then Wooyoung mm-hmm. bringing up the rear, right?
I assume those are their fastest members. Like, AT's decided these are their fastest members, which is interesting because Hong Joon was pretty slow compared to the Hong other Joon boys.
Has a rough start. We are dead last in yeah. the first leg.
Yeah.
Then he passes off to Sang-hwa. Sang-hwa brings us up to fourth.
We don't see a lot of Sang-hwa running.
We don't see a lot, but I do featured. Know that we're in fourth place.
Yeah.
ATEEZ is not featured at all.
No. Despite winning this race.
Because here's the thing. And they have such a good story, too. They start in dead last.
Yeah.
And then they move up to fourth. And then Jong-ho moves us up to third. Mm-hmm. And then Wooyoung just dominates.
Yeah,
like he fully takes over.
He's so fast compared to literally everyone else on that track. Like, it's incredible.
Like, he passes three separate people
and
like,
then he gets still all beats the way to the by front. Like a good margin. He does yeah. not just like get in like, front of them and barely. It's not a photo finish.
No, it was not close. And then he crosses the finish line and it's like Mnet was so busy. Everybody was so busy commenting on all the nonsense that the other groups were doing.
Yeah.
And like they were fully ignoring the ATEEZ members, and this whole like story is happening that they're not paying attention to. And then all of a sudden, here comes Wooyoung, and it's like, where did he come from? How yeah. did they manage to do that? Like, well, they were running instead of being crazy like the rest yeah. of the people. So mm-hmm. Wooyoung really Jung-ho the MVP also for Sports went Day.
Very fast. Jong-ho was very so fast.
And this is like a year after his broken leg. I was
and
like, wow.
And he was still suffering from a hurt leg because it never truly healed, they said. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah. you know, until because he didn't like want to have the surgery until mm-hmm. after that KCON where he bowed out.
Yeah.
So this was like he was still having like leg issues. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure that it was as bad as it like eventually got, but he was having leg issues and he still was
like running.
He was running so fast. I think I like told you that his face was like really, you know, like mm-hmm. like really focused. It was good. It was good stuff.
Yeah. So Mayfly sweeps Sports mm-hmm. Day, mm-hmm. and then we get into the performances.
There is a very like one of the things that Mnet does choose to focus on is that Eunkwang trips and falls
mm-hmm.
when he like hands off to Min-hyuk, I think,
mm-hmm.
and it is cute because like Hong Joong from where he is just like starts running to Eunkwang to like help him, and he like mm-hmm. gets him up and he's like dusting the grass off of his little shirt and stuff. He's still dusting the grass off his shirt at the end when Wooyoung wins, so you can see him in the background like patting him. So you know, I understand they were focusing on other things, but like Wooyoung did win a race, so Give him his flowers. He doesn't get them. He gets them from ATs. They all run over and, like, tackle him. Oh, yeah. Him.
It is a precious moment. The Wusun stands really love this moment. Because Wusun, like, tackles him to the ground. Mm-hmm. And he's, like, holding his little face. It's very cute. So, yeah. So, sports day is finally over. It took 8 million years, but we did make it through.
What a waste of ATs' time. They were barely on the screen. They worked their fucking asses off. I hope they at least had a nice time, because otherwise, what a waste of their goddamn time. That was horrible.
They did have nice interactions with the other groups. Chungbin and Wooyoung were like co-announcers with Chungmin and Eunkwang at one point, and it was really cute and charming.
Wooyoung really a standout in this episode. He did a lot.
Mm-hmm. He did do a lot. Wooyoung, I think, a standout throughout all of Kingdom, personally. Yeah. Like, he really MVP for sure.
There is a reason that, I mean, Hongjoong was my first bias, but Wooyoung was my like second. So, and I do think I was primed from Kingdom, and then during Eternal Sunshine, I was like, oh, he's perfect. I took him. Mm-hmm. I took him into my line. And I think, like, you know, him and Hongjoong and Wooyoung in Kingdom really stand out.
Mm-hmm. So then we get into the performances. For round one, we start with the rap lines, and it's one always goes first and Mayfly always goes second, which is so good for for most of them. It is good that they do go first. But the Mayfly's rap line, and here's my thing. Here's my note that I put after watching the It's One rap performance, which is with Bobby, Hwiyoung, and Sunwoo of the boys. Okay. First of all, their performance was really great. I really enjoyed it. I enjoyed it more watching it now. Like, I feel like I like it a lot more now than I did when I first saw it. I don't know why, but it just hit a little bit more for me. They do a lot of clever things. They have a lot of clever words play. The song is called Full Dash. And the way that they pronounce it, Fudeshi, you know, it was very cute and clever and fun and, like, so fitting for Kingdom, because that is how we all felt, you know?
I liked their stage when I saw it the first time. I just didn't. This is true of all of them. I liked it. I just didn't like it as much as the one ATs was in. And that could be my bias, but
I think it's partly bias. I have some other thoughts about it. My first thing that I put, first of all, I fully checked out during the background part.
Oh my God.
I was so done.
It was so boring. It was so boring. And I do think this is one of the things that Mayfly benefits from having B2B, like having, I am sure that not all of these members are just awkward people, but like there was no one to like grace the social interaction wheels. Like it was just so uncomfortable, and it truly felt like Bobby didn't give a shit at all, and I totally relate to that. Like I agree, Bobby, this is beneath you. But it was a little awkward because it was clear that, you know, Sunwoo did care a lot. And Bobby is like the senior member, so it just felt like they were all coming at it from a very different starting point. And so that felt awkward too. Like it felt like Bobby just like couldn't have cared less about this. And the other ones are like, we need to win. And that makes it a little uncomfortable for me.
During their performance is good. I think that their primary issue is that they forgot what show they were on.
Yeah, I agree.
I know that after this happened, a lot of people were so offended that It's One did not win this round, spoilers, because they're like, well, Bobby won Show Me the Money, so obviously he should win on Kingdom. But, like, that's not the same show. That's a whole different show than this.
Yeah, and, like, and I feel like that was true for a lot of the It's One, like the dance performance too. Like they just didn't know what show they were on.
Yeah. And I said this before, I think the one thing that I do not understand about It's One is why on earth didn't everybody get involved?
Yeah, that was so weird. Especially I'm going to talk more about that, the dance thing. But
that's my thought for the dance thing as well. But I was like, because here's the thing.
All three rappers would have been fine.
Three rappers is fine.
But like, three to five. Where are the rest of the boys' members? Where are the rest of SF9's members? Like, where are they? They don't participate in anything. And it's like, did ATs know they could just drop out of some of these?
Here's what I wonder. Because at the end of the It's One, like when they're doing their like wrap up and they're getting ready to transition into Mayfly, the three of them are sitting around wondering, you know, who is going to be involved in the Mayfly stage? And I'm like, who do you think? What do you mean? And they think that they're like, well, Hong Jun, obviously, because Mingi's not there.
Yeah.
They
at this point, ATEEZ like, has a single rapper, and it's Hong Jun.
They have one single rapper, and they think that Peniel is going to represent B2B, which is an odd choice. And I mean, no, he is a rapper, but like, why him instead of Minhyuk is my question. And then they think that only Han and Changbin are going to represent Stray Kids. And I'm like, is this another like miscommunication issue where they didn't realize that they could put everybody in it, that you didn't have to like only pick a few people? I genuinely do wonder because they do seemed a little surprised that like everybody is there.
Yeah.
But I also wonder if maybe they were like so tired that they wanted to give a break to some of the members, which I think is legitimate. But like, if you're in here, you might as well play to win, you know?
Well, I think there's, you know, basically Stray Kids and ATEEZ. There's only three B2B members.
Yeah.
So
Changsub is, Changsub is sick at this time. He comes back later, but he's out for these episodes. So just
take them and put them to the side. There's only the three. They're, because Changsub actually missed a lot of the previous episode too. We didn't talk about it, but he wasn't there for the reactions. Like, he only did the stage, and like otherwise he wasn't around. And they had said that he was not feeling well. So anyways, there's only the three of the B2B members. One's going to be in each stage. That's whatever. And then ATEEZ and Stray Kids, they very much divide their group. Like, these ones will go to performance, to rap, and to vocals. Like, they divide everyone up. They're not like, we're only sending our top main performers. Like, we're not just sending performance line. We're sending everyone. And Stray Kids did the same. Like, they've got their singer, one of their singers, their, like, sub-vocalist. He's there with the performance line. So it's like, it feels like SF9 and Icon and the boys, they all took it very literally. Send us your main vocalists. And they're like, okay, these are our two main vocalists. Send us your dance, your main dancer. This is our main dancer. This is the it would be like if ATEEZ heard that they needed to send their main performance line. And they're like, okay, we're going to send Yoonho and Ooyoung. And that's it. Because at this
and
time,
and then Son and Yosong just take a little break.
Yeah, it was bizarre. Or then, like, Songhwa's not here. I think Yosong's always been part of the, like, from the beginning, part of the performance line. There's, you know, ATEEZ doesn't really do positions, so it's not really, like, worth it to talk about, but
yeah, they've said many times that the positions have become kind of undefined at this point. Like, you know, you've got your rap line, and you do have Jongo as the main vocal, and everything else kind of doesn't really matter.
Yeah, I think when they debuted, the performance line was Yoonho, Young, and Yosong.
I don't think that's true.
You don't think so? I thought Yosong was part of the performance line, but maybe not.
No, he introduces himself as a vocalist.
So it would have been
they
like...
They didn't understand his potential back then.
Yeah, he should clearly be part of the performance line. I don't understand.
It is whatever. It is what it is.
So at the beginning, then, was it just Yoonho and Wooyoung? I know San wasn't, because he was a sub.
Yoonho and Wooyoung, and they do say a little bit Mingi sometimes, but I know that Yoonho and Wooyoung are the ones who often are the ones teaching the dance to the other members.
Yeah.
It used to be.
So it would have been like if ATEEZ was just like, Yoonho and Wooyoung are going, the rest of the boys can chill. We obviously have to send our main rapper and our main vocalist, but everyone else, y'all don't have like a main position, so y'all can just chill, y'all can skip this round. Which is, you know, what happens with SF9, the boys, and Icon. It is all three of those groups do that. I don't think a single group sends everyone.
Yeah.
I mean, all of the boys are there to watch it, but like so it's really, it's just really weird. It's really weird because, and they do suffer for it, especially in the performance unit. I don't think it was that bad in the rap unit, but the performance, they do suffer for only sending three boys.
Yeah. So to get there.
Sorry.
We do the Mayfly. I don't really have anything to say about the Mayfly rap performance, though. It was good. It was fun.
Well,
it was fun.
We have the background of the JYP thing. We have a whole commercial where Bangtan has to look down at his script and he's like, yes, we have all organic food. And some people are like, oh, doesn't it taste bad if you eat organic? And he's like, oh, I never even really noticed it was organic. And he does this whole like fake conversation with himself. And you're like, well, that has to have been written for him. Like, that's, no one would say that. No one. That would never come out of anyone's mouth. So you really have to do, you have to suffer through this JYP commercial to get to the Mayfly unit. I thought there was some interesting things in that come out of this unit. I'm sorry, it was super boring to watch the It's One background. So I don't have any notes for that. I wrote several times. I do want to go back. I do have some notes. I'm sorry. We're going to talk about the things. It takes place at YG. So YG is responsible for the production of this rap unit, which means Bobby's in charge, really. The only thing that I wrote down is that Hwiyoung bought them a pair of shoes and it was very cute.
Yeah.
He bought and Bobby and Sunwoo shoes.
And they each write their like the other group's fandom names on their shoe and they like switch.
It's so very adorable.
Yeah, it's very precious.
So that was really cute. It seems like they had a really fun time on stage. It seemed like they were really happy with the stage. And so that's great. And that's all the notes I have.
And they, I think they would have won if they'd been up against any other group.
Yeah. And so then they go up against Thrirracha, who is in charge. So it is at JYP, and JYP is responsible for the production of this song, which means that Thrirracha is responsible for the production of this song. Minhyuk and Hongjoong also obviously work on it. Notably, Hongjoong comes up with this idea to do, so like, I think it's Changbin. I don't, I'm very unclear on the Thrirracha names, so don't come at me.
Bangchan is the leader. He's the one that's sitting at the table. Right?
I just, I will just never be able to, I can't do it.
I will interpret for the audience so they know who you're talking about.
I'm pretty sure Changbin is like, we should do a thing about like our own colors because we all bring our own colors to the stage and we can do colors. And Hongjoong says, I think it'd be nice to criticize the current society where people are judged for their colors. It's just different. It's not bad. So that's Hongjoong's idea to kind of add a social commentary. That's very Hongjoong. And you do see, like, if you look at everyone else, everyone's like, oh, I don't know. You see this moment where they're like, we might have to ask JYP about that. Daddy JYP. See if that's gonna but it, so it does, it feels like they're not into it at first, but they do all come up with a rap that is very social critique-y.
They do say after that, like, there might, I didn't notice the moment where they're like, oh no, but they do all kind of agree with him in that moment. They're like, oh yeah, okay.
I think it was just something that they were surprised he was allowed to like say. You know,
I have always been curious how much of what we're seeing has been scripted for them.
Yeah.
Because I do, like, I know 100%, no doubts in my mind that the whole, the backstory of From the Wonderland.
Oh, yeah. That was so perfect.
Was
so fake.
Fully scripted, done before, like ahead of time. I do, and I do think that's the one that they, the only song they really could have prepared for way in advance.
Yeah.
Except maybe for the round three. Round two, there was no guarantee that they were going to be paired with Icon.
Yeah.
I'm assuming that the scripting didn't go quite that far, that it was already always predetermined that ATEEZ would be with Icon and Stray Kids with B2B and so on and so forth.
Yeah.
So but I do think that the From the Wonderland stuff was already pre-scripted. I don't know how much of this was pre-scripted because, again,
I mean, yeah, it could have been any boy. It could have been Mnet that's like, y'all should do something social. Who knows? But it is Hongjoong that says it. And
it is a very Hongjoong thing to say, too. So
they all work together really well. Like, this is, and it's hard because you watch It's One and then you watch Mayfly. And, like, Mayfly is laughing and having a really fun time. They're all clicking. And you just watch these other three boys be so awkward together. So it does prime you to like the Mayfly stage better because you're like, okay, this is, like, a group. I don't know. It just feels, they just feel more cohesive.
I did feel that Hongjoong being, like, the baby of the group. I don't know age-wise if he is the baby of the group, but as far as
seniority wise,
he is the baby, the maknae of the rap line. I felt like he was a little bit Like, it was almost like he had taken on that, like, younger brother role. Like, probably the way that he interacts with Bumjung.
Yeah.
He was probably, because it did feel like he was a little bit awkward.
Yeah.
A little bit subservient is the word is not quite the word, but it's the closest word I can get to what I'm trying to say. Mm-hmm. Like, just being very, like, extra respectful of, mm-hmm. you know,
I was just going to say, it's really lovely for Hongjung, though, because he does.
It is. And he does it really well.
He seems to really, because we know that he works with Edenary. He's said it. Mm-hmm. He works with Edenary all the time. But almost everyone in Edenary is about 10 years older than him.
Yeah.
So I do think this was a nice change for him to get to work with, like, other idols mm-hmm. who are producers in a way that he has not gotten to work with them before.
Mm-hmm.
He seemed really happy while doing it. Like, it was mm-hmm. a really cool experience for him that he, you know, couldn't imagine himself having. Mm-hmm. And, like, I'm sure that Hongjung and Mingi also work together some, but I think it's very different because I think Mingi has a group that he works with more regularly.
Yeah.
So this was a nice change for Hongjung. He mm-hmm. seemed really happy working with people his own age and, like, mm-hmm. of his experience. So that was really nice for him.
It
was
I also just felt, and I think this could just be projecting, but it did feel like he was trying to work very, very hard at not at being accepted, but, like, you know, contributing and mm-hmm. all of, I don't know how to explain what I'm trying to say.
Well, the thing is, the 80s is, like, it does feel like 80s is on the outs. Like, no one knows them. No one seems that interested in knowing them. No one mm-hmm. seems to, like, want to be paired with them. Like, mm-hmm. even with B2B's interactions, like, they're all so nice to 80s, mm-hmm. but they're nicer to Stray Kids.
Yeah. Well, I think they know Stray Kids more because I know that Peniel is friends with someone in the rap line. So they probably are just more familiar.
Yes.
But it's also that, like, bigger company, they just are more well-known in Korea.
Yeah.
I did think it was cute, you know, when ATEEZ initially picks B2B to be on their team, Minhyuk stands up. I think it's Minhyuk. It's either Minhyuk or Eunkwang stands up mm-hmm. and like, Hakuna Matata-ya, you know? It was very cute.
I think
cute.
It's Minhyuk. It is cute.
So it was like, oh, okay, they do know who they are. That's mm-hmm. nice. But anyway, so they do. Hongjung also comes up with what I think is one of the best ideas for the performance, which is that they're going to hold Minhyuk back as like a final boss. Mm-hmm. So basically, he's not in most of the performance. Mm-hmm. He comes in at the end, but his entrance is so dramatic and so impactful mm-hmm. because you keep, like, expecting him and, like, mm-hmm. where is he? And then he brings such a different vibe to the song that I just think it was so good.
I love Hongjung's stage in this too, like mm-hmm. Hongjung to me also really stands out. He, like, comes out behind it's very similar to that one incredible stage they did at one of those awards ends, like their best stage, where they do, like, Deja Vu into the Real, is it, where they have, like, very similar to that, like
with the fan.
Yeah, they kind of mm-hmm. they have these, like, barricade type things that they mm-hmm. move, and then Hongjung comes forward and he comes out with, like, a fan. Mm-hmm. It's a very similar vibe. It works really well, and it's very Hongjung. His laugh is there, so I do think in this stage of well-known rappers, Hongjung stands out.
I do. Yeah, I think he for sure holds his own.
Yes.
And I like that he brings a very different color because mm-hmm. Stray Kids rappers are all very powerful.
Yeah.
It's like a whole rap line of Mingis, you know?
Yeah.
Like, they've got their own colors within the rap line, but they're all very punchy and powerful and growly.
Mm-hmm.
And then Hongjun just brings this more lyrical
mm-hmm.
feeling to it that I think is a really good contrast. And I think mm-hmm. he does. Like, I know that there was a lot of the toxic stays were all mm-hmm. complaining about Hongjun being in the in this song because he wasn't as good as Stray Kids and all this nonsense. Like, you know, you can have whatever opinion you want
to
have.
To do what Stray Kids was doing because he was trying to do his own thing. Like,
that was the whole point of the song, y'all.
Mm-hmm. Hongjun is very good at, like, I don't know technical rap terms. I want to say mm-hmm. it's flow, but I don't know that that's actually what it is. But the way he, like, changes the way his words are coming to be slower and, like, in time mm-hmm. with the music.
That is flow.
It is flow. I'm so good at rap. I'm a rap genius.
Yeah.
That is Hong Jung's specialty, I think. Like, that mm-hmm. is the technical skill that he brings to rapping. Mm-hmm. Whether or not he has, like, a fast speed is not of concern to me.
Right. Well, yeah. I mean, the speed, if you think that just rap is speaking fast, that's rapping, it's not. There's a lot more to it. Mm-hmm. He is excellent at wordplay. He is excellent at, you know, changing up his rhythms mm-hmm. and playing with the music. Like, he's kind of, like, here's the music and he's, like, going up and down and playing around with it. So he does bring a very different texture, a very different color, which, like I said, is the whole point of the stage. And I think that is what does make this. They have a lot more props. They're a lot more splashy mm-hmm. than the It's One stage.
Yeah.
That just is what it is.
And it does. Yeah, go ahead.
But I think what really makes it stand out is the way that it has so many different textures and flavors within the. Mm-hmm. Like, with all five of them have kind of a slightly different vibe.
Yeah.
Where I don't quite get that same thing with mm-hmm. the full dash.
Mm-hmm. I agree. I think the staging is... Well, I think the staging is more in line with what you would expect with a show like Kingdom. Like, they knew what show they were on, and they made their stage appropriately. I feel like the It's One stage... would have been very good at, like, a festival performance.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it would have
hit real hard. I mean, it's a good performance.
Yeah.
It's a really good performance. But for this show, mm-hmm. I just don't think it quite fits in mm-hmm. overall. Which takes us right into the performance.
So Mayfly does win. If we didn't say that, we get the announcement here in between these stages.
Yeah.
So. Yeah.
So Mayfly wins the rap stage.
Mm-hmm. And then we go to the performance stage and mm-hmm. we're back to It's One, and we're back to just the most awkward interactions you can imagine ever happening between three boys.
So it's Taeyong from Yoo Taeyong from SF9, mm-hmm. Juyeon from The Boys, and the one that looks like Eden, Dongkwan?
Yeah, I think they call him DK.
Mm-hmm. Okay, DK from Icon. Listen.
I like all those boys.
Their stage is beautiful.
It is so pretty.
So beautiful. Mm-hmm. It is so technical. Mm-hmm. There's a powerful storyline.
And
the costumes are beautiful.
They dance well. Like, their dancing dance is so in sync and beautiful. They have beautiful choreography. Mm-hmm. It's not for this show.
It's the wrong thing for the show. If they were doing a different sort of show, mm-hmm. it would have killed.
Mm-hmm. And I think that there is, like, if you told me that you liked that stage better in the performance stage, I'd be like, okay. Like, I honestly would not have been mad.
I would not have been mad if this one had won, because it was honestly so good.
And I think whether or not you like Mayfly's versus It's One, I do think that's a matter of taste. Like, one was not technically better than the other. I mean, maybe It's One was technically better.
I do think It's One was technically better.
Yeah.
If
your stage is dancing, and I do have notes on Mayfly's stage, which I'll get to, but for dance, like, they don't pretend to sing. They don't have mm-hmm. they're not doing, I guess,
well, there the, are no there's no yeah. lyrics. It's just instrumental.
And I think if your thing is this is the dance stage, mm-hmm. then they are doing a dance stage. If your thing is this is a performance stage,
which is what it's called, is a performance stage, and I think that's where our problem comes in.
This is the dance for It's One, by the way, is like a traditional dance. Mm-hmm. They have like a storyline. There's like three Korean,
and it's based on a historical king. Mm-hmm. And Woo Young is so excited about it.
He is. He loves this stage. He's like standing up, clapping. He's like, I mm-hmm. love Korean culture. This is so mm-hmm. good.
Mm-hmm. No one's loved Korean history more than Woo Young.
it was so beautifully done, mm-hmm. so well thought out. The person in charge for this stage was whom? Was it
the boys?
They
did this at SF9. No.
It's the boys. Creaker. They did it at Creaker. Whoever the boys competition company was, because SF9 handles the arrangement of the vocals. So this one has to be a Krieger.
Oh, I thought they did the vocals at UIG, but okay. All right.
No, so rap is at YG because it's Bobby.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So this is the boys' former company. I don't even think the boys are still with this company. Also, this member is no longer with the boys. Mm-hmm. But this is, it's crazy because this is with the performance unit and they only send three boys. And I do think that suffers for it. Like on your performance stage, the power of numbers was important. And even mm-hmm. they say that like Mayfly did a good job using the number, like they use the number of people they had.
If SF9 had sent all their people and yeah. the boys had sent all their people and then we still just had DK from Icon,
yeah,
there was only one Icon person I think that didn't do anything.
I think that's true, and maybe I don't remember two, which one it was,
but I don't remember how many Icons there are. I know there's, I think, Bobby,
there's only like five.
June,
yeah,
Jay or Jinwan. Songs, they call him Song something, the blonde one.
He's the one that doesn't participate
at all. And then is there a Chan?
I don't remember. You know, yeah, if they'd only had DK, but the boys have so many boys.
They would have absolutely killed it if they had combined all of us, like most of SF9. And
even if, like, it did appear that SF9, like a lot of the members, felt that they were too busy to be performing mm-hmm. in this show. So mm-hmm. even if SF9 hadn't sent that many and it was mostly just the boys with like two extra guys, mm-hmm. like, because the boys are very good synchronized dancers. Like, they're very
That's
talented.
Like their thing.
So why was only one of them sent? That's crazy. That's crazy. Yeah,
I don't know. I do think they would have fully swept if they had sent their full forces.
I think so, too.
They would have taken this one. But they didn't, so because they forgot yeah. what show they were on.
It was
anyway,
so weird.
Their performance is so beautiful.
It's interpretive, it's, like interpretive dancing. Mm-hmm. Beautiful. Absolutely.
Like,
fantastic.
No notes for dance. I thought it was perfect. It just wasn't on the right show. The show
my
was
only,
wrong. The
my
dance
only
was perfect.
Note is that the behind the scenes were still incredibly awkward.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I had mm-hmm. to watch 20 plus minutes of them.
Well, because it's only, it's just three boys trying yeah. to like get to know each other real quick so they can mm-hmm. put a dance together. Mm-hmm. And
like, they don't have a like a charismatic. I mean, DK's doing the best work he can.
He can. Yeah, he's trying his hardest, but there's only so much you can do.
Then we get to Mayfly.
So Mayfly,
which KQ does.
Handles this, so mm-hmm. we get to be. They're all huddled up in the practice room.
We see BB Trippin, like the main BB Trippin choreographer that we always mm-hmm. see at their dance practices during logs. He was the one mm-hmm. that was teaching them this, mm-hmm. so we see him here.
Peniel is here from B2B, and mm-hmm. then we have Ian, Felix, and the other one.
Lino.
Who's the other one? Lino.
Isn't there another one?
Hyunjin is not in here. The competition right okay. now because he had a bullying scandal.
Okay. So that's all the members?
That's it.
Yeah.
Because okay, there were three it. And then mm-hmm. they sent Sungmin to the vocals.
Okay. And we've got basically all of ATs here.
No, we have three ATs members. We have four. Yosan, Sun, Sanghwa, and Wooyoung are here. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Because just Jung-ho, wait, I'm missing someone.
Mingi is not here. Jung-ho is at the vocals.
There should be five. Who did I not list? Yosong? Did I miss Yosong? Am I a Yosong auntie?
I can't tell you if you
Sanghwa?
Mentioned your
You know. I didn't mention you know. Sanghwa, you know, Yosong. There's so many boys. There's too many to keep up with.
It's a lot of boys to keep yeah. up with. For
basically, it's everybody
person.
Except for the rap line and Jong-o. Mm-hmm. Everybody's yeah. here.
Yes.
So, yeah, it is most of ATs.
So, most of ATs is here. Mm-hmm. We've got Peniel, like you said, and then just three mm-hmm. members of Stray Kids. But that makes a huge group. So, we have yeah. a huge performance team for this performance stage. And yeah. we see them practicing. Mm-hmm. It's all very fun because there's mm-hmm. a lot of people. I think, you know, Wooyoung's very charismatic. Mm-hmm. I think it's Felix who's also very, like, charismatic and
Wooyoung
playful.
And San have, like, adopted Felix mm-hmm. into their family, mm-hmm. and he belongs to them now. That's where this is.
So they're all very congenial, and it's not awkward at all. Everyone mm-hmm. looks like they're having a great time.
And they're all kind of like mixed in amongst each other. It's yeah. not like we've got Stray Kids on one side and ATs on the other and Peniel in the middle. They've all like, they're all Chris like working crossed. Together. Yeah. yeah.
And it's lovely. Mm-hmm. That's Peniel buys them ice cream. That's mm-hmm. very cute. Mm-hmm. And then we get to the stage, and I want to talk about Edenary.
All right. So I think we should address the wolf in the room, which is that they are doing they're covering EXO's Wolf, which mm-hmm. if you look up the original lyrics, he's a real choice. Mm-hmm. I'm just going to.
It's. So the original, the OG song is ridiculous. When I told Cassandra, I thought it was weird that Edenary, like,
what? Sorry.
I'm ready.
I can feel it straight through. I'll eat you like a mouthful of cheese.
Nice.
Oh, goodness. Oh, but my claws lose their strength and my appetite is, dying out. Am I by any chance sick or something? Yeah, he's in trouble. Hey, hold yourself together. How come you fell for a human? She is just one bite away. Hey, bite her hard, then shake her till she loses her mind. Hey, with a brand new style, finish her before the full moon sets. Yes, so I'm a wolf. It keeps going.
Well, obviously, because it's a bad song. The thing yeah. is, it's a bad song. It's really unclear why anyone chose this.
But I will tell you why they chose it. Woo Young chose it. In the fiction of the show, if we are believing what the show is telling us, Woo Young chose Wolf because he said he saw a performance by EXO and it left a big impression on him because it was so stylized. This is according to Woo Young.
Mm-hmm. Well,
and I'll just leave Edenary that there.
Really does some magic on this song. Mm. They change the whole song. Mm-hmm. They completely redo it. Mm-hmm. And they re-record the vocals with the people mm-hmm. who are in this group.
Yeah. So including Hong Joong, who does some background Hong vocals. Joong,
but Stray Kids' vocals are here, too. Mm-hmm. Woo Young's vocals are, like, obviously there. I'm not mm-hmm. sure they used every member. Like, I don't know that every... Like, if I took my stopwatch out, I don't know what the line distribution would be. But I can clearly hear
The Yosong stands know the line distribution.
I'm
they
sure
tell
they
you.
Do. They've never listened to a song without a stopwatch before. So, mm-hmm. But, like, I don't know what the Stray Kids' voices sound like enough to know. But I know that some of them were in there. Like, I could yeah. hear them in the mix of the song. Mm-hmm. So they took this song and they re-recorded the vocals. And what you can see in their stage in the performance is that they are lip singing it. They are like, yeah. this stage looks exactly like a stage that SF9 or the boys could have put on in any of the other mm-hmm. rounds. Because mm-hmm. lip singing has been a part of this show the whole time. And so you have ATs. Putting on a full performance stage. So it's not a dance stage. Right. It is a full performance that mm-hmm. is just like all of the other Kingdom stages. And I do think that's what makes them win. Mm-hmm. Because it feels like a
performance competition.
Yeah. Like they're if you had put headset mics on those boys while they were mm-hmm. doing this exact stage, you could have like believed that that was just a normal round of the competition. Mm-hmm. Whereas that is untrue of any of the other mm-hmm. units. So this is the only one that's like that. And I think that makes a difference. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
I mean, they are doing a lot of, like, acrobatic stuff.
They are.
You've got Felix and Son do this, like, table thing.
Back
like,
bend
where they
situation.
Back bend onto each other's, like, legs and make, like, a table. It's so crazy.
It is.
Woo Young's climbing a mountain of people and jumping mm-hmm. off of it. Mm-hmm. They do this
Felix
thing where...
Felix, like, jumps on top of
yeah,
him at the end.
He runs across a table and jumps into Woo Young's arms, and Woo Young is laying on a mountain of BB Trippin' boys. Uh-huh. it's pretty crazy. Like, there's a lot going on in this stage. They've got... Peniel comes out, and he's got all of the BB Trippin' boys on chains mm-hmm. like it's a dog pack. Mm-hmm. Like, it's
he's
very...
crumping.
Yeah, it's very, like... And that was a whole thing. Most of the focus of the behind the scenes for this stage is on Peniel trying to remember how to crump because right. he's not had
not
to do that
dancing
for a long
in a long time.
Yeah, so he's like, wow, Lynn, he's feeling some type of way about having to do this. And I do uh-huh. wonder what that conversation was like when they were trying to decide who was going to go where.
Uh-huh.
Why they decided to send Peniel to the dance stage and to the performance stage instead of to the rap stage. But I think it all works out because he does bring like that Wolfmaster vibe. Yeah.
I think it's interesting that both the rap unit and the dance unit decided to hold their B2B member as like a reveal.
Because
they do that for Peniel too. He's not in it. Mm-hmm. He comes out with his dogs. He does some crumping and then he leaves again.
Yeah. And then he comes back for the grand finale.
Yeah. So, you know.
Which I think is a really excellent use of him and probably works out in his favor as well. Mm-hmm. But they, and the whole thing was very charming. Both the Stray Kids boys and AT's boys were very kind to him and very encouraging and so excited to have him on the team.
This stage was incredibly fun. There was no, to me, I just enjoyed it. Like, I just thought it was super fun. I thought it was campy in, like, a good way.
Yeah.
That's not always the case when I see camp, and we'll see it later where I don't. There are two wolf stages, and this is the only one I like. I'll say that now.
Well, this is very exciting because I don't remember what other wolf stage you're talking about, so I can't wait. Oh,
it's in the live finale.
I remember so little of the live finale. I couldn't tell you a single thing about it.
Well, I love this stage. I know, though. So what I'm gearing up to talk about is the fan reaction. A lot of stays said that San, specifically, ruined the stage with his acting. Do you remember this?
No.
I remember it. So they said that
there's so much stupid stuff that... They say that it's like at some point you just have to let it roll off.
Because San is known for his like facial expressions, embodying a character. And he absolutely, like he's one of the only ones that doesn't pretend to lip sing. He's like licking his little face and doing all sorts of like wolfy things. And I think it's great. I think San, and one of the judges even like comments on like how good his acting is. So like obviously that works, and it does translate. Like it translates well. That looks like it was really good. But that was a huge fight online that a lot of stays were like, oh well, I think that you maybe even said the same thing about Songwa, but I don't think so because Songwa's not really featured at all in this. Like
he's not barely a ton.
There's a part where he's not even in it at all. Like when they're when they're all talking together, Songhwa's not out there. So I don't know what was going on with Songhwa, if he had like a different schedule, wasn't feeling his best, but he's not in this a lot. So I do think it was San specifically that they were talking about ruining this stage, which is crazy.
What they're probably saying is he upstaged their people because I couldn't tell you one single thing that Ian or Lino did in this stage.
I am not
saying this with a heart full of hate. it's a little full of hate. But like...
But not in this case.
Not in this case. Because like, San does stand out in ways that Ian and I'm not saying Felix because Felix does stand out. They specifically give Felix parts where he can stand out.
Yeah.
And I'm going to say something. It's because he's the one that could do it.
Yeah.
They knew what they were dealing with. They were playing to their strengths. So,
I mean, BB
he gets featured.
Are good choreographers. That's what I'll say. And I like, so we see that all of the companies have to take part in a stage. Like all of the companies are producing one of these stages. Mm-hmm. And KQ is responsible for the dance. What I appreciate is that KQ put everything they had behind this. Like they're like, we got BB Trippin here. BB Trippin, you're gonna do this. Eden Airy, you're gonna remix this song and re-record it. Mm-hmm. Like our whole team is here for this stage. And you don't see that same level of commitment from some of the other companies.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like YG, you couldn't have put out a better rap stage. Like what happened, YG? YG has tons of money. What's going on? So I appreciate that KQ devoted so much to it.
Right. I do remember specifically other fandoms hating on Mayfly for re-recording the vocals for the song. Like that was a specific complaint that they had. And it's like, why are you mad? Like, get over it. But I like this, but like I said, if It's One had won this round, I would not have been mad at all. I would have fully understood. Like, mm-hmm. I did enjoy the Wolf stage more because I am biased and because it was just a lot of fun to watch.
It was surprise. It was shocking. Shocking. In a way that you don't normally
and
get.
Crazy. And like, what are they going to do next? I don't even know. And they're throwing Felix across the room. Okay, sure. Why not?
It was a fun stage, but I will say that it was hard for me because I'm a soft person. It was hard for me to see the It's One team lose everything.
It was hard every single time. And it was like, if you were in any other show, if you were up against any other group, you would have swept it. You would have taken it. Like, all of their stages were good. Well, and let's talk about the vocal stages.
Let's
transition right into it. I had y'all put a pin in something many, many moons ago. For me, it was many moons ago, but...
Well, 6 weeks ago for these people.
Jungo had these people intimidated.
Yeah.
And this stage is how I know that Jungo had these people intimidated.
Mm-hmm.
Because in the... So we get to... So It's One really pulls out all the stops for the vocals. So they everybody do. Sends two people for the vocal stages. And... They cover Taeyeon's Spark.
It's crazy that the boys send two people for the vocal stage and only one for the performance. I'm sorry, that is so crazy. What were they doing? Anyways, go on.
So they said, we have six people for the vocals. We have Junae and Jimwon from ICON. We have Insong and somebody else from SF9.
Yeah. His name's not Jay, but I feel like it starts with a J.
Okay.
That's fine.
And then I couldn't even begin to tell you who was here from the boys.
I think New is here.
Okay.
Because I remember New laughing a lot at Jay's part in the song.
So most of the behind the scenes that we get with It's One vocal is when
this
they're
is
in
a better
the,
behind this is the best it's is. One's behind the scenes for sure
because there are more people, right? So there's a lot less awkwardness.
It's less awkward because they each have their own buddy too, right? Mm-hmm. Like if you and I go somewhere, it's a lot less awkward than if I go somewhere because like I have a friend, I'm comfortable, I'm in my element. So like this is just so much better on every front. It's also fun to watch them try to harmonize, like they're good at it. I do think that this unit suffered from having so many people though. Like it's harder to harmonize with six people than it is with three. So why were there so many people sent to this unit instead of the performance unit?
Well, I told you they were intimidated. It was Jungo. This stage is Jungo's fault. It just is. And here's the thing. I do really like the way that they, what's the word I'm looking for? Not remix? Reorganized. Yeah, I like the way that they remixed the song, the way they produced it.
I think the song is beautiful.
The song is great. There are a lot of parts of this song that were so good. Junae kind of stands out to me.
I wrote that I enjoyed his tone as well.
Like his very gravelly tone just matches the vibe of
all
the way
of
that they did
singing
the song.
Live,
all of them are singing live.
Which is different than what we've seen from
but
these
here's,
groups. So
here
nice
is
that
my,
they do that.
Here's what I'm going to say. Here's what I'm going to say. I'm going to tell you that a well-sung, easy note is more impressive to me than a badly sung difficult note.
Yeah.
Because it was very, very clear, even in the behind the scenes of the recording, Insong was not comfortable with that high note that they gave him.
Yeah.
He wasn't comfortable with it. He was really straining. And I know everybody hates it when people talk about straining, but like it's really obvious he is working to get up there to this note. And I do feel deep in my heart, deep in my soul, that the only reason they were really pushing for this high note is because of Jungo.
I feel like Jungo and Eunkwang.
Eunkwang as well.
Because Eunkwang does a lot of ad-libs and like B2B does have that powerful high note moment in a song. And I think that's what they were doing. They were trying to get their impact moment. But yeah, they just couldn't quite reach it. Yeah. So what ends up happening is Insong does not hit his high note.
No. He cracks, and he goes flat. It's a really rough moment.
High note too. I think had I been there live and witnessed it, like it wouldn't have it wouldn't have, you know, it wouldn't have fazed me in a live performance. Like, if this was a concert and that was hit at a live performance in a concert, I don't think it would have fazed me, to be honest.
I would have been fazed. I would have been fazed. Because it's a really, like, it's not like a just a slight miss. It's a really, like, really misses and doesn't know how to recover.
Yeah.
Like, he can't, like, pull it back down to a more comfortable note. Like, he can't just run it down a few notes so that it's where he can live comfortably and sustain it. Mm-hmm. And the thing is that Mnet really milks the shit out of this whole
thing.
That's
what I'm saying. Like, if it had been in a concert and this was a concert and we are still going and we're still vibing, I don't think it would have affected my enjoyment of the performance. I don't think I would have noticed it. I don't even think I would have remembered it. But that's not what this was.
No.
We, like, hear it. We see the other boys react to it. Their reactions are not good.
No.
We go back to it. We hear it again. And then after the performance, we talk about it. We cry about it. Like, I don't like seeing people cry. Like, I just don't. So this, like, it just makes me feel bad for him that this happened. Like, the whole thing is so uncomfortable. It's really hard for me to watch. So this stage is dead to me. Like, I can't watch it. And that's sad for
InSong.
It
is sad because the rest of it is really, really good. But the way that Mnet, like, really, I think that if you watch it, because, you know, they've got the performances, like, the full performances uploaded without all the commentary. Yeah. That one is a lot easier to watch.
That's what I'm,
than the one with all the editing in it.
I think if I just heard this song in the song, like, I would hear that it was a bad note, but I don't think it would phase me. Like, hearing it in the show phases me.
Right. But then we go to the Mayfly.
Yeah.
Oh, God. And it's Cube is handling this. So Eun Kwang is going to be in charge of, like, the vocal direction.
I do want to say that Seungmin is here from Stray Kids. And for me, he's really, like, the way Hong Joong was kind of acting in that rap stage, that's the vibe I get from Seungmin. Like, he's so happy to be with other people who sing. Because Stray Kids isn't a singing group. Like, they don't, they're not a vocal group. So I feel like this was his moment. And it is edited that way too. Mnet agrees.
The story behind this is that, oh, everybody look at Seungmin. He's really, you know, blossoming with these other vocalists. So there isn't really a lot of attention paid to Jung-ho
at all.
Which at this point, if you're an AT stan, you've just kind of gotten used to it. Like,
right. It's like, okay, well, Jung-ho was also here.
Right. Yeah. So, like, even at the, even for the performance stage, that where we are at KQ and ATs are the, you know, KQ and ATs are in charge of this whole thing, the focus is on Peniel and not on ATs at all. So it's like, all right, well,
okay. ATs is also here. And then there was a show and ATs was there.
Yeah, ATs was there. We think. We're not sure. So,
I'm sorry. When Jung-ho came on the screen, when we were, Jung-ho's walking up to Cube, the relief I felt was
palpable.
I was like, oh my God, we're here. We've arrived.
I know. I texted you. I'm like, I've gotten to Jung-ho's stage. I'm here. It's time.
It felt the grand like finale. I had to overcome so much to get
We
here.
Have, at this point, been through hours and hours of content to get here. We have climbed a mountain. We have suffered
the Kingdom Everest.
And we have finally arrived. And it's just like a relief. Like, oh, okay. We can really sink our teeth into this one because we know it's going to be so good.
And Eun Kwang here making everyone feel comfortable. He does such a good job as, like, the captain, even more so than Minhyuk. He's like constantly reassuring everyone, constantly patting them on the back.
Like, even in the stage, he's standing behind Jung-ho and Seungmin, but he's, like, constantly, and the other people talk about it, like, he's constantly directing them, reassuring them, nodding at them, like, smiling. It's so, I need him in my life.
It's beautiful.
I just need him, like, he needs to be my guardian angel. I just, that's what I need in my life. He would fix me. Probably.
I've been looking for what will fix me, and it turns out it's Eun Kwang.
It is Eun Kwang from B2B.
anyways, it's so good.
Yeah, they show up. They have a little meeting. It is very cute because Jong-o suggests this song that I have never heard of.
No one's ever heard of it.
No one knows about this song except for Jong-o and the people who sang it. And then Sungmin suggests...
IU's love poem.
Yeah, love poem. I always want to call it prayer, but that's the Josh Groban song, which is different. So IU's love poem, and then Eunkwang's like, oh, that was my choice. And then Jungkook's like, I would like to change my vote, please. I also want that.
Jungho is a longtime IU stan, so...
Yeah. if he thought of love poem... He would have picked it. He just had such a big catalog of unknown songs that he wanted to bring into the light.
Well, he was probably like bringing IU's love poem is like, you know, me bringing NSYNC's Bye Bye Bye, you know? It's just like too obvious, too on the nose.
But no, Eunkwang and Sungmin are like, no, the nose is where we want to be. So that's what we're doing. And it's just really lovely. All of their interactions are just so chill, but they're very focused on like the music, but they're just really nice. And then
the stage is incredible.
The stage. I watched it like 3 times in a row. Like I just kept going back and rewatching it because I was like, this, I've deserved this.
Cassandra was making buttons while I was watching this after like 2 margaritas. So I was like drunk. And she was like making buttons. And I would like stop it and I would like rewind and be like, now watch Jungho. Watch Jungho. Listen, did you hear? You know, so that was my experience with it. But there's not a so they have a very simple stage. They're all wearing white. There's some fog. And then they just sing a song.
Yeah, they're each just standing on a block. And then they've got the fog, which Jong-o had suggested. He's like, oh, I can envision it with the fog and everything.
It's very reminiscent of the one stage that Jung-ho later does for Immortal Songs.
Yeah, I know what one you're talking about. The one where he's in the trench coat.
Yeah. The vibe's very similar, I think.
Oh, it's so similar and so good and just as delicious.
Right. Like, that's also a very good stage.
Yeah. Oh, because he doesn't need the flash. They knew. They knew. Like, all we need are our voices. That's all we need. That's all we're going to bring to the stage. It's going to be very simple. It's going to be very stripped down. And they kill it. It's just...
All of them sound incredible.
They blend really, really well together, and it's very beautifully arranged. It's just...
A lot of the focus is on Sungmin. That is mostly because he is doing a different role than he normally does. Like, he normally doesn't have this amount of singing, whereas Jungho and Eunkwang do. So, like, this, he's the only one who's doing something different.
Yeah. This is, like, of course, this is exactly what we expect of Jungho. This is exactly what we expect of Eunkwang. But we do get to see the other, we get to see ATs react to Jungho. Like, one thing I thought was very, very cute is that all of the Mayfly members watch each other's rehearsal stages.
Yeah.
And they show like little snippets from the behind the scenes of each of those. And they, it's just very charming. And we get to see little snippets and it's very, very fun. And we get to see like Woo Young and Yuna does that thing. He makes that face like when he's eaten something very delicious, when he's listening. He like nods and like looks over. He's almost like that Olivia Wilde meme. You know, you know the one where she's like, he literally is that.
Well, at one point he says like, this is the legendary stage of Kingdom, this one. Yunho is he was not wrong. Proud of this stage.
They're all just like glowing, which it's probably, it's nice for them because they're all done with their performances.
Yeah.
And they, can just have really the vocal bask.
Unit to bring them home.
Yeah. And they're just like, we knew. And Woo Young is just like,
point, Woo Young even says, as expected of our magnet.
Yeah.
Like, as expected.
What else?
Yeah. This is, we knew what we were doing. It's so good. Jungho's voice, he has the... We talk about Bobby and I. When I say we, I mean Bobby and I talk about this a lot. We don't bring this to the public because it's, the public doesn't need our opinions on this.
No.
But Jungho's voice is not about being like this pleasant, easy to listen to voice. It is about shaking the heavens. It is mm-hmm. about moving your soul. And he is given all of those lines, the big soul moving, just like the other boys are like singing those lines too, but that's the part that Jung-ho gets. And so I do think that a lot of like people are like, oh, Sungmin's part's so nice. And it's like, yes, he was given the nice kind of gentle middle line. Like he was the middle line. I think they even said that like Eunkwang was taking like the lower one and then Jung-ho was taking the top one. So, you know, he does. He has a very beautiful, pleasant mid-range listening voice and it sounds lovely in this song. And Jung-ho opens the gates
of opens, heaven. He's the one that opened the clouds that causes the light to shine down on them.
Yeah.
So
the heavens shine down because of Jung-ho's voice. Yeah. And like, you can fight with me all day about who sounds better in this song.
You are not
they all sound incredible in this song. That's not the point. The point is that Jung-ho opened the heavens. That's what I'm saying. And you don't have to agree with me. You don't have to be part of my religion.
It is okay for you to be wrong. It's okay.
Yeah. I'm not going to fight you. I'm just going to continue to be here
and be
worshiping
right.
my angel of music.
I have to say, I have some very specific memories from Kingdom Times. And I do remember on this stage, because of course this was when there was no fandom voting streams didn't matter. So we're all just watching for fun at this point.
Yeah.
And of course, since we're all mixed up with the stays and the A-tonies and the few, whatever the B2B stands are
melodies.
Called, I forget. The few melodies are in there sporadically. And I remember this one stay getting in the comments and being like, I showed this stage to my mother and she said that Sungmin was the best. And I was like, I hate you right now. Nobody asked.
I won't even say
you
that
are
Jung-ho
not making anything better.
Stage. Like, that's not what I said.
That's
said
not the point that
the
we're
heaven.
Trying to make. He was the best at opening the heavens because that wasn't their job. So, like, I don't know what you want me to say.
Right. Like, we're talking about different things. I don't know. I agree that Sungmin's voice is very pleasant and easy to listen to. But if you don't have Jung-ho's parts in this song, you don't have this performance.
No.
Jung-ho's parts are what make this, like, they're what take a good, like a great performance and they make it majestic.
Yeah.
Like without Jung-ho's parts, you don't have a majestic performance. You have a great performance. And I just feel like Jung-ho doesn't get enough credit for that because they don't focus on Jung-ho enough because he's so talented and so competent and there is no story to Jung-ho because he was just going to do a great job. So like, what is
the
point of focusing on him?
Well, I texted you and I was like, ATs were too good for this show. Like they were too confident. They were too competent. They were too... They were overprepared, and so there was no drama to be gotten out of them because there's, you know, there was nothing to make dramatic because they were just like, okay, you want us to do a performance? All right, here, we did it. We're done. And it's like Mnet couldn't milk them for anything.
Yeah. There was nothing to say about anything they did unless this is something that you and I have talked about. 80s is so good that sometimes it's like, what do you say? Like, we have a whole podcast about them where we just have to like complain about other things because but what do you say about something that's so good?
Like how do I convey to you what it's like to watch Jung-ho open up the heavens and cause the light to shine down? How do I make you understand that other than to speak in metaphor, you know?
Yeah, you can't. The only thing I can say is, like, repeatedly, but they were so good. It was so good. I loved it so much. There's nothing to discuss. There's no story. There's nothing for Mnet to sink its gross little teeth into.
Yeah.
And in any other show, ATs would have been seen as the underdogs. And I think they were because they don't...
They are seen as the underdogs, though. But
because
it's
they don't have... But the reason that they're underdogs is because they're not from a big company. It's not because they don't have the talent. They, as far as talent goes, they never start out as the underdogs.
Yeah.
They're always at the top because they have always been that talented. Their only underdog story is that they come from a small company. So, like, if company size didn't matter, ATs never would have been an underdog story. They come out incredible at performance, incredible at live vocals, incredible rapping, excellent music. Like, they never, you know, we take our underdog story from the fact that they're from a small company, not from any other thing about ATEEZ.
Yeah.
Which I don't know what that says about the underdog story, but.
Well, I feel like that is the underdog story, that it's someone who has the potential, but
it's not the potential. It's they just have it. Yeah. I feel like the underdog story is that they started at like a lower place. And the only thing that puts ATEEZ lower than other people is the amount of money that their company has.
Yeah. I mean, listen, if you have, if you've got a person who is a millionaire, mm-hmm. because they inherited a company worth millions of dollars, mm-hmm. from their father, mm-hmm. that is a severely less impressive story than someone who legitimately worked their way up from nothing. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, I'm not saying both of them aren't talented, and I'm not saying that both of them don't work hard. I'm saying that mm-hmm. the story of the person who started with nothing and mm-hmm. is now a millionaire is way more interesting and impressive than the story of the person who already, like, he had a far less distance to go mm-hmm. than this person who started from nothing.
Well, that's the thing about Kingdom. Like, yes, ATEEZ has an underdog story in the course of K-pop, mm-hmm. in the course of K-pop history. And if Kingdom was a show that was a documentary from the beginning days, like mm-hmm. watching these boys debut, then ATEEZ would have had the most interesting story. Mm-hmm. But that's not what Kingdom is.
No.
Kingdom, like, from the first stage, I mean, I guess you can argue that their introductory stage wasn't very good. But after that, they didn't have an underdog story at all. They were consistently the best every single time they performed. Mm-hmm. And they never had any mistakes. Even in their first introductory stage, the only mistake was that it wasn't what the show expected.
Well, I feel like the show didn't make clear what they were supposed to be doing.
Yeah.
But then every group did something very different. So yeah. I don't know that there were expectations. I think that it was just ATEEZ didn't go all out for that introduction stage. Yeah. Maybe ATEEZ just didn't know what was expected. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Hard to know, like, what conversations went down in the back, rooms.
And they do, in that first episode, they do get more focus. Like, mm-hmm. in that one where they had done really, or not really bad, but when they had not placed as high, I think they mm-hmm. get more focus. And in that first stage, when they build to Wonderland, we have a lot of focus on, like, what are they going to do? We have Jungho's high note. Like, I do mm-hmm. think they get more attention in those episodes. And then after that, it just
wasn't interesting anymore because they just keep being consistently good.
Right. There's nothing to say about them. So mm-hmm. these episodes were hard to watch in the fact that the It's One stages were, like, the behind the scenes for the It's One stages were incredibly boring every time they mm-hmm. were on. Mm-hmm. Maybe if I was a stan of those groups, it would have been more entertaining. But that was like an hour of TV that was just very boring. Like, if you added all of them up. Mm-hmm. And then the sports thing was just, like, the biggest waste of everyone's time. Mm-hmm. So that made these two episodes very hard to watch.
So as we kind of wrap this up, we know that we're going into the second part of round three, which is where basically the theme is no limit. That means you can just do whatever you want.
Whatever. And we already have a preview that Lisa's coming for.
Right. So it's like, well,
Icon.
Here's where we really get to see that big company privilege kind of play in. Like, who's going to be bringing special people? And
yeah.
Yeah. So
who's going to have an insane budget? Who's going to get the permission to use a full movie?
So let's talk scores, which I did have pulled up and then I turned my phone off. Okay. So the category rankings. So this is what mm-hmm. they give us at the end of episode 6 after the sports day. They just throw the category rankings at the end of round 2 up on the board. So we see that for the judges, it's ATEEZ, The Boys, Icon, SF9, B2B, and Stray Kids at the bottom. Notably, B2B and Stray Kids are tied for 5th place based on the judges. Then for the voting, the group voting, SF9 and B2B are tied for 1st. Icon and ATEEZ are tied in 3rd place, so there just is no 2nd place. Stray Kids was 5th, and then The Boys was 6th for the group voting. So this is not points, this is just rankings. For the streaming stays consistent throughout. It's Stray Kids, Icon, ATs, The Boys, B2B, and SF9 every single time. And the voting is so interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Because in first, of course, we have Stray Kids.
Mm-hmm.
But in second,
mm-hmm.
we have The Boys. And what mm-hmm. do we know about The Boys from episode 2 is that they ranked the lowest. They were last mm-hmm. place. So you can see the voting pulls them up too. Mm-hmm. There's a second in the voting.
Mm-hmm.
Third is B2B. I wonder mm-hmm. why B2B might have emerged as third place. Mm-hmm. Well, it's because a lot of stays voted for B2B because Stray Kids mm-hmm. and B2B traded songs.
Yeah.
So once again, more proof that stays were controlling the voting. They absolutely determined what the voting rankings were going to be. In fourth place, we have Icon.
That ATEENEES also were voting for people who were in the lowest place. So ATEENEES were also voting for
yeah. A lot of ATEENEES were voting lowest place, but we didn't have the power to control the voting the way the stays did.
I am just saying that our votes also added in with the Stray mm-hmm. Kids votes to help those groups even more.
Right. Which is why in the later rounds, a lot of ATEENEES suggested that we just vote for Stray Kids because we already know that they're going to be first. Yeah. So that means that you only have to elevate one other group.
Right.
In addition to ATEENEES. So SF9 is fifth and ATEENEES is dead last in mm-hmm. the group voting.
Dead last.
Then they come back and they, at the beginning of episode 7, they're like, mm-hmm. okay, let's go over all of the points. So here are the mm-hmm. points. At the end of round 1,
mm-hmm.
Stray Kids are first. So this mm-hmm. is with all the points involved, including like the first round, that extra mm-hmm. 1,000 points.
The introduction stage.
The introduction stage, which was a group voted thing. So that's group mm-hmm. voting. And then all of the votes and streaming and everything included with round 1. So Stray Kids are first with 4,679 points. ATEENEES mm-hmm. are second with 4,418 points. The Boys are third with 3,142 points. So just a massive gap between those yeah. two groups. Then B2B is fourth with 2,960 points. Icon is fifth with 2,747 points. And then SF9 is sixth with 2,042 points. So ATEENEES and Stray Kids are really up there, like, just neck and neck. And mm-hmm. if it weren't for that introduction stage with that extra 1,000 points,
mm-hmm.
ATEENEES would be first. Like, if we yeah. just take those points out entirely, we don't even give them to ATEENEES.
Yeah.
ATEENEES are first. If those points had gone to anyone except for Stray Kids, ATEENEES mm-hmm. would still be first.
Yep.
And Stray Kids would be third,
mm-hmm.
basically.
Yeah, those introductory points really doing some big work.
mm-hmm, mm-hmm. After round 2, they say that they don't have the streaming points because mm-hmm. they're still trying to validate the streaming. So at the end of round 2, without the streaming involved, SF9 is first with 3,349 points. B2B is second with 3,314 points. ATEENEES is third with 3,302 points. So we are below B2B by 12 points.
Mm-hmm.
12 points away from second place. Icon is fourth with 2,976. Stray Kids is still fifth, even with the fan voting, with 2,815 points.
Mm-hmm.
And The Boys is still last with 2,242 points. And that's just round 2. That is not like added into round 1.
Yeah.
And so the rankings at this point are Stray Kids with 8,495 points, ATEENEES is second with 7,720 points, B2B with 6,283, Icon with 5,723, SF9 with 5,392, and then The Boys with 5,384.
Everyone's all very close except for 2 notable groups.
Yeah. Stray Kids and ATEENEES. It's interesting mm-hmm. to me that The Boys is like consistently kind of ranking. They're pretty low, but we know that they're going to shoot all the way up to second place by the end.
Uh-huh.
So it's just like when you look at the way that the points are working, it's clear that there are some shenanigans.
uh-huh.
And I don't mean in like somebody is cheating. I mean in like the the game has been, like, not the game designed was, well.
Yeah. It's like our build your rom-com game. Some things were overlooked when the game was being set up. Mm-hmm. And thus the game only sort of works.
A thing that no one who listens to this podcast probably even knows what we're talking about.
But if you listen to our other, but if you listen to our other podcast, you do know. We're on our podcast network, so check it out.
But yeah, so that's where we stand. So ATs are officially second place without streaming, and we know that they always get third place for streaming. So they're probably still going to be okay because Icon is always second, and you know it's fine. So they probably at the end of round two, they are second place.
I want to know who wins if we only look at judges' points. That's what we should have been tracking.
The thing is, I don't know how many points they get from the judges. It's hard to say because they never... And that's the thing. That's where some other shenanigans are going down, is that you can't really see how many points they're getting. Well, I guess if you... I guess smart people could probably look at the percentages and break things down, but not me. I can't.
That's more math than I'm willing to... I mean, I am smart. Pat myself on the back, but I'm not willing to do that kind of math on my in my free time. So,
yeah, I'm smart, but I just don't
find my fun in math.
I don't understand how the points work. That's my problem. I don't understand what's going on, and I do feel like it is made purposefully difficult to parse. Like they aren't just straight up saying this is how many points you get from the judges. They give it to you as a percentage, and then you see that the points for judges and group voting when they were put together, they make this number.
Yeah.
But they don't tell you how many groups voted, so you don't know exactly how the points are being allocated based on the voting. Yeah. And then...
You have to, like...
You never see... We never see, like, what the actual points are for, like, the voting, for, like, the fandom voting.
Yeah.
So it's just crazy.
Mm-hmm. I still maintain that ATs would have won if it was only expert judges. And if someone would like to prove me wrong, they are welcome to do it with math. So you are welcome to do the math yourself and prove me wrong. Until then, I'll live in my world.
Stray Kids places, according to judges, the Stray Kids only places first once. Do they get first for...
They get first once, they get fifth once, and I think they get third once. Second or third?
I think they got second for so the first round. So they get
first, second... And fifth.
ATs and are first and
sixth.
Well, the sixth is with fandom voting. I don't know what it is with the, with if it's with just the judges. And not fandom voting, with group voting.
I don't remember. I do think they are, like, I think even the judges are like a fifth or fourth, fifth.
Yeah, they're not high. Two. They're low, but I think that they got six because none of the other groups voted for them.
Mm-hmm.
And that pulled them down.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not 100% sure about that.
Well, I guess we'll find out on our next episode.
Yeah, we will. a real dark time is coming, so.
Spoilers for that, I guess. Yeah. All right, should we
talk can't about do our patron saints? Because I have my same patron saint as last time, and we're doing two HoloChat episodes tomorrow. Are you aware that we're recording two HoloChat episodes tomorrow?
I am.
Because I was only vaguely aware of it. So I don't know how we're going to do patron saints for all of those.
We can't. We could talk about...
What AT song are you listening to these days?
All of them.
AT song that hits the most for you right now. That just like really gets in there and soothes your soul or hypes you up or...
Well... I feel like I should say To Be Your Light, because it is the one I've been listening to the most, because I'm trying to stream Jungho like a good little Rebo. But
I have my playlist I've been working on.
I think that the song that has been, you know, really moving me is We Know. I just feel like, you know, the people will know once they've been to an ATEEZ concert, but there is literally nothing like listening to We Know live.
It's crazy.
It is earth-shattering. Like, I think it changed me at my DNA level. So We Know is really hitting high for me right now.
I asked the question and I didn't have a ready answer, so that's fun for me. So I've been working on putting together playlists for each member. like little streaming playlist for each solo, mm-hmm. so that I can just, if I'm feeling like I'm in a Hong Joon mood, I can throw on my Hong Joon playlist and just really go
I to like town. It. I've been listening to your Jungho playlist.
My Jungho playlist is pretty good. It's pretty good. I think that, honestly, if I were being very, very honest, the song that's like taken over my soul at this very moment is not actually an AT song. It is Zyker's new song, Iconic.
Oh, Zyker's new song is so good, though. So
it's so good. It's so good. But it's only been it's out so for fun. A day. So that doesn't feel super fair. I do think that the song that is I would say the song that's really hitting for me right now is actually Sagittarius.
Sagittarius is so good.
I did also make a Woo Young playlist. I'm working on the others. It's a whole progress.
With my museum quality.
Yeah.
My museum quality concert picture is the playlist picture. So I just want to make everyone aware of that.
Right. Yeah. I did also use her museum quality picture for the Jungho playlist. I just didn't put the cheeky little caption on it.
I took great pictures, everyone. You'll never get to see them because I'm so lazy.
She's waiting for the museum so she can put her museum quality photos in it. When I open
my museum, they're too good for the internet because, you know, they're just not, the people need to see them big, blown up in the, with the good lighting in the museum. Like, I just don't think the internet's the right vibe for my photos. It's good enough for the other people, but.
I had sent Rachel somebody's tweet where they had this picture of Yosung where he's like almost out of frame. You can barely see his face. And they were like, this is the best. I cannot believe I took such an amazing picture of Yosung. And I was like, what is happening? What is going on? I'm like, you can say what you want, like with your friends, but this is a little, posting it on the internet is a little ridiculous. And Rachel was like, I also have museum quality photos.
But I do.
And I want to put them on the internet. And I told her she was the problem, and she weirdly got offended by that. So
I didn't get offended. I just won't ever forget it. I think there's a difference. Back to talk about
stream,
Jungho tomorrow.
Stream everything. Stream everything. Uh-huh. And everything. But also everything.
Send them to your friends. Get us those unique listeners.
Yeah, we need those unique listeners. That's it, everybody. Let's shut this thing down. I'm tired. I want lunch.
Be the light.
Be the light, everybody.
Thank you for joining us for today's chat. If you enjoyed, please follow or subscribe to the podcast.
If you have any questions or suggestions for the podcast, you can email us at oldontini@gmail.com.
If you love books, you can also follow along with our spinoff podcast, Readers of the Lost Art.
We'll see you next time. Be the light.